This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The new dramatic TV series, Trust Me, begins tonight on cable channel TNT. And trust us, it might remind you of another popular cable show, Mad Men. Critic Andrew Wallenstein looks at why TV is so madly in love with the ad industry.
This is where we got into advertising in the first place, remember? Some kids wanted to be firemen, some kids wanted to be astronauts, some kids wanted to be doctors. We always wanted to be hungover from expensive booze that someone else paid for while everyone back in Chicago thinks we're working. That was our dream.
Thus begins Trust Me, just the latest show to dramatize a trade that at first blush doesn't seem any more dramatic than being an accountant. Mad Men has changed that perception given all the acclaim it's gotten. But long before the network AMC even existed, it was one of TV's sillier comedies that first planted the advertising flag. Bewitched, where ad man Darren Stevens dealt with the unique problem of being hitched to a witch. Then there were shows that actually made the business of advertising a recurring storyline, like the 1990s soap opera Melrose Place. But it was a more substantive series that same decade that made advertising sexy. While 30-something was better known for its touchy-feely yuppies, some of its characters toiled at an ad agency whose inner workings drove much of the show's plot. In this scene, the art director, played by series star Timothy Busfield, gets reprimanded by his boss.
The Island Breeze's people shy away from cutting edge. They require something familiar, friendly.
Well, can't we be familiar and friendly and cutting edge?
No.
Miles, Peter and I, you know, we really told Andy to put himself out there, you know, really push the envelope.
Where is Peter today?
He's out. Dentist. He'll be back this afternoon.
You know, Miles, I think if you take a look at this again, you'll see it's not as cutting edge as you think.
No, I don't think we'll take one more look at it.
Miles, look.
Find another composer, Weston. If you think you're capable of making an executive decision.
It always struck me as strange that an industry that churns out schlocky jingles and mottos could be depicted as the quintessence of cool, and yet 30-something pulled it off. And it also keyed in on exactly what in the ad business made for high drama, that head-on collision between creativity and commerce. Given TV writers and producers have to wrestle with those same conflicting forces, it's little wonder they've seized on ad agencies as a device for probing their own soul-crushing experiences in the TV business. Mad Men explores that same territory with great panache, too. Though unlike the high-minded protagonists of 30-something, Mad Men's Don Draper is a bit more complicated. While he could be cold-hearted, he's almost poetic at times about the products he's shilling. It's a trait satirized by the actor who plays Draper, John Hamm, in a recent Saturday Night Live skit in which he pitches, of all things, a hula hoop with suspenders.
We spend our lives jumping through hoops. Isn't it time we relaxed inside of one? Because none of us are angels. But don't we all occasionally deserve a halo? Gentlemen, these suspenders aren't holding up some plastic ring. They're suspending reality. They're suspending our childhood. And this isn't just a hula hoop. It's the circle of life.
There's so many professions out there for TV to tackle, but you'll rarely see the medium stray from doctors, lawyers, and cops. But there's something about ad agencies. Note that both Mad Men and 30-something are rare examples of shows that had an influence on popular culture completely disproportionate to their rather minuscule audiences. No wonder the makers of Trust Me wanted to give the subject a try.
Andrew Wallenstein is the newly named digital media editor at The Hollywood Reporter.